are on Hey, Vav, Amid Beis. We are up to the last narrow line. Masiv, Marshal, Chorbatovia. So we had a machloikus here. We had a machloikus between Rav and Shmuel, whether the, Rav was said that it's Tetzei unless she has kids. That's what this is going on. It's Tetzei unless she has kids. We also had about Chalikas Rav and Shmuel, Baksav Seifavein, or Ksav Seifavein, but that's not the case. No, we're moving on. Rav said that Tetzei unless she has kids. Dr. Gemara Mbasa, Marzot, Rabatovya. The Kulam, Shahaya Ben, Safik Kedushin, and Safik Gerishin. This is a Mishnah Yavamas. Any woman who had a Safik Kedushin or Safik Gerishin, and she's an Erva, right? So somebody made a Safik Kedushin to his brother's daughter. Or he was married to his brother's daughter and he had a suffix get. And then the person passed away. And we don't know whether the tzara is a tzara's erva. If it was a kedushin, she's a tzara's erva. If it was a gerushin, in the second case, she would not be a tzara's erva. So the tzara can't have yibum because she might be his brother's wife, shloi b'malka mitzvah, but she gets chalitza. Ketzad. Suffolk Kedushin, and then the Mishnah explains what is Suffolk Kedushin. Zarek La Kedushin, Suffolk Karav La, Suffolk Karav La, Suffolk Karav La. It landed in a place, and we don't know whether it qualified as Karav La and Karav La, which we had recently in the Eighth Merrick. Zel Suffolk Kedushin. And therefore, if he would do a Suffolk Kedushin to the Erva, and then the person were to pass away without children, the Tzara would be a Suffolk Tzara's Erva, would get Chalitza not Ebo. Suffolk could do a gerushin. What would be a case of suffolk of gerushin? Kasim iksav yodav ein olav edim. Our case, but it's pasim adrabanan. Kasim iksav yodav ein olav edim. He wrote it with his own handwriting. Yesh olav edim vein b'zman. Yesh b'zman vein b'yolad echad. Harry suffolk gerushin. That's considered like suffolk gerushin because it is a biblical get, but it's not a rabbinic get. So we can't treat it like she's divorced because Rabbanan said no. We can't treat it like she's not divorced and she'd be a tzara serva because biblically she is divorced. Therefore, it's chalitza not yibum. Now, our problem is the amit leteitzei. And if you're going to say in a case of when she has kids, we wouldn't break up the marriage. So people are going to look at this. They'll see a woman who got this kind of a get, who got married and had children, and we don't break up the marriage. So they'll say, that the get was a good get. Well, obviously, if we're letting her be married to a second husband and she has children and we're allowing the marriage to continue, that means anybody watching this scenario would walk away and say that even though the Rabbanan said they don't like this get, but it's a kosher get. So they'll compare and say, oh, this woman received this kind of a get. Then her husband died without any children. Her tzara can have yibum. She was divorced. And I can prove to you she was divorced because that lady, under the same circumstances, is staying married to her second husband. So people will make a mistake. If we allow the marriage to continue because she has children already, and Rabbanan do not want to make any shiloh on the kids' kashras, so they're letting her stay married to the second husband. By letting her stay married to the second husband, they are giving people an impression that this get is 100% kosher, which it is biblically, right? And therefore, in a case when a woman gets it and then her husband dies without children, and she's a erva, they'll say she was 100% divorced. I can prove it to you. That lady got the same kind of get, and we're letting her stay married to the second husband. That means we're viewing this as a kosher get. And what will happen is, they'll do Yibum to this Tzara's Erva, who we don't want Yibum because she's really rabbinically not divorced, this Erva. The Amrit, I just want to finish this Gemara. The Amrit. If you're going to say, like Tetzei, Tzara'sa Asili Yivume, what happens is, it's going to create a mistake. We don't want this Tzara's Erva getting Yibum. Because really, we say, rabbinically, she's still a Tzara's Erva. But how can you say that rabbinically she's still a Tzara's Erva and her friend down the block is married to a second husband and we're not breaking up the marriage? So isn't that conflicting signals here? Aren't you going to lead that there's going to be Yibum to this Tzaras Erva, who's a Tzaras Erva rabbinically? You want to know the truth? If she gets Yibum, it's not a problem, because biblically she isn't a Tzaras Erva. It's a rabbinic Tzaras Erva. So we're not going to break up the marriage of this lady to save this lady's Tzara from getting Yibum. So if she gets Yibum, it's not the end of the world. She isn't the Tzaras Erva. In reality, the get was good midaraisa. So the worst that can happen is they'll do Yibum. Okay, it's not a Tzaras, no Erva. It's no Erva. It's a chashash that we like to treat this as a Rabbana, not a good get. If she gets Yibum, it's not the end of the world. Again, we're afraid. What was the Gemara's kasha? By letting this lady stay married who lives down the block, we're automatically creating a situation where the Tzaras Erva might get Yibum. And we consider her a Tzaras Erva rabbinically. And the Gemara's answer is, worst case scenario, she won't get Yibum. Not the end of the world. She is not a Tzaras Erva biblically. It's not like any Isser Deraisa is going to be violated. So because we're afraid that because this woman is being left with her husband, somebody will make a mistake and treat the other woman down the block, which is a chashash ba'alma, and the most that can happen is a rabbinic Isser, okay, we'll live with it. Dr. Schwab has had his hand up for the last 5 minutes. Yes?
Just an observation. I mean, this really is just more a sign.
It's not Marisayan. It's how severely to treat this Rabbanon.
Well,
it's more than Marisayan. We're letting this woman stay married, even though rabbinically she had not a good get.
How is it not Marisayan? All we're doing is she's doing something utterly permissible. And
it's not really permissible. We're not breaking it again. She did something wrong. She married with her get that we don't like the get. Rabbinically, we say she should not use this get to get married.
When God was writing the Bible, he said, okay, you can get married, you can get divorced this way, and it's okay.
He came along to Rabbanon and said, you can't get divorced this way.
And as someone has mentioned in this class, we do follow the Rabbanon.
Correct.
So Af Pi Kein, still, you know, God said, okay.
Again, there are many Rabbanons that we would break up the marriage even though they're kids. This Rabbanon, we don't. So the bothering the Gemara is, by not breaking up this Drabanon, you're leading people to violate a Drabanon. And the Gemara says, we'll take our chances.
You already explained very well. It just sort of bothers me that everyone in first grade gets taught judge people favorably. And
again, it's a shiloh of, she did violate a Drabanon. I mean, you know, if she were a man, we wouldn't give her Mafta Yaina. Yes.
There's those who are never
going to
get
yes,
very
much.
Tzaras Erva is only
Drabanan. What? No, Tzaras Erva is a Deraisa, but biblically this was a good get. The guy was married to his brother's daughter. And to another woman. And he gave his brother's daughter a get with one of these Drabanan Pesulim. Biblically she's divorced. Rabbinically she's not divorced. So the Mishnah, she should get her tzara should get chalitza because biblically she's supposed to get yibum. Her tzara should get chalitza, but not yibum because rabbinically we consider her a tzara serva.
Oh, she gets chalitza.
She should get chalitza, not yibum. What bothers the Gemara is the lady down the block received the same get, is married to a second husband, has children, and we're not touching that marriage. So anybody observing this would say, there is no drabanan psul. The raya is, we let that lady stay married. So people are going to say, if that get worked for that lady, the get worked for this guy's brother's wife, and they will do yibum to the tzara. Because they'll say, this lady is married with such a get, and we're not touching it. That means the get is obviously valid completely. If it's valid completely for Shifra, it's valid completely for Pua.
Wasn't that 47
divorce then? Again. So therefore, Pua's brother's daughter got this get. They'll do Yibum to her Tzara. And that's not right, because rabbinically, she's a Tzara Zerva. Zakti Gemara. It's a chashash. Maybe people will compare Shifra and Pua. And, worst case scenario, they'll violate a Drabanan. We'll take our chances. Rashi. Zok to Rashi, yesh labanim. We did it already. Vekulan. Chamesh Esra Arayas Sha'amru. The 15 Arayas that we said in the beginning of Yevamos. Shepaitris Sereseyim and Echalitza. Imhoye behen lebalei et Chamesh, Kedushay Sofik. If their deceased husband had Kedushay Sofik. Ay, Shegir Shem Lefnei Baisek Gerishay Sofik. Or he divorced them before he passed on. A suffix garish. And Nimta Sarasa suffix she tsarasav. Ptura. She might be a tsarasav and be putter. Suffix. Shaina tsara. Ever skookaliab. Harelu. A tsaras chotus. Shem is skookahi. Maybe she is skooka. But why must yab? The shem ain't a skooka. And if she's not skooka, the Nimta nice age is suckam shloibe makamitsa. Zel suffix garish. Even the midaraisa kusher. Skooka tsarasa liabim. Biblically, the tzara needs yibum. V'yamet lo say tzeim, this is v'get tzeim. If you're letting Shifra down the block stay married with his get, asi l'meim against them ma'oya, people will say the get was good. The tzarasa lav tzara serva he. They'll automatically say that pua's tzara is not a part of tzara serva, v'asi l'yibumah. And they'll do yibum. Zog de gemara, mishanina, tisyabe v'ebekat klum, klaymar. This is what the Gemara means to say. Worst case scenario, they'll do Yibum. Really doesn't bother us that much. The nigs are hard to her. That we should break up Shifra's marriage because maybe poor with sorrow will get Yibum. Because the keeping the Kashim of the Raisa. Bottom line is this get what's Kashim of the Raisa? Shashi the Rabbanan Balmi. It's a fear of a violation of a Rabbanan. But not Tsaras Erva. She's really not a Tsaras Erva. So first of all, most people might not make that comparison. And even if people compare Shifra and Pua, and therefore allow Yibum to Tzara, okay, not that in the world. So we should ask, break up Shifra's marriage, because maybe people will confuse Shifra in this case, and therefore maybe do Yibum, which won't be in the rights anyway. We're not going to bother with that. Don't think about it. Levi Amaloy Lomboy Tetzai. Levi argues in Rav. And Levi says, even if she doesn't have children, we don't break up the second marriage. Yes, we don't want her to get married with this get. But if she does, we will not break up the marriage. Okay, number of Yechanan, La'ilam Le'seitze. Which is, by the way, the machloikis we referred to yesterday on Pembaba and Aleph, Teitze or Le'seitze, is Rav and Levi, or Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, because Levi and Rabbi Yechanan are on the same side. Zok de Gemara b'chein amalu Rabbi Yechanan lebnei Rabbi Chalafta dimin Huna. He said it to the sons of Rabbi Chalafta from the city of Huna. That's what I think it is. Halki amar avuchein. This is what your father Rabbi Chalafta said. La'olam le'seitzei. We never break up the marriage. Period. Now he says a new halacha, nothing to do with Masechta's Gittin. But because he's quoting to their children, he's telling you what Rav Chalafta said. So he tells them a new halacha. Ukratzis, I think that's the way he pronounced it. Maybe arch cause a difference. Kartzis, Shiba Amir. Kartzis is a certain kind of bug that is in the bundles of grain. Einay peselis v'meichatas. Let me explain. The halacha is that if meichatas, the water drawn to mix the ashes of the paraduma, to sprinkle on people that are tmei mace. You cannot do a malacha with them, number one. Also, there's halacha of mayim chayim al keli. They have to be in a keli. They can't be out of the keli. Unless they're in another keli. Now, the halacha is that every bug that drinks from mechatas passels the mechatas. Because what happens is, they re-spit out some of the mechatas back into the water. That is possible in mechatas, because either it's called a malacha, some Rishayim learn, other Rishayim learn that you took it out of the keli and put it somewhere else, in the animals, bugs, insects' mouth, then came back to the keli, and it's possible in mechatas, so it passes all the mechatas. The Gemara says that there is one bug that does not pass soon. I forgot what one it is. And Rav Chalafta added that a Kartzis Shiba Amr also doesn't pass soon because they don't take in and spit back out. They suck it up, and whatever they suck, they swallow. And therefore, a Kartzis Shiba Amr ain't a Paiselis the Megatus. Yeah. It's an insect. What does he call it? Okay, so that's the word in English. And by the way, it's the word in Yiddish also. It's karzis. Yeah. Abba Heinemann once told me when I was a bacher and I went over to ask him a meaning of a word. He told me it's a zamenzach. It means it's a thing. So I said, what is it? He said, does it make a difference in which language you don't understand what you're talking about? If I gave you an English word that you don't know what it is anyway, does it really make a difference? It's a thing. If I told it to you, you still wouldn't know what I'm talking about. So I wouldn't know what karzis is if you came up with an English word for it. It's a karzis. Whatever it is, it is.
Send it
back out. Exactly. Yes.
This marvelous process of looking up the word in Hebrew and getting a word in English.
Yeah. Again, that's what he told me then. I use it all the time. That's why I have trouble remembering these things. Because even if they tell me that this one, there's a list of fruits, and they give me all these fancy, you know, exotic fruits, I don't remember it because I don't know what these things are anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know what these things are. Right. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Ain't it besides the Mechatas? Frekka Bechanan, why is it a bottle bereiv? Frekka Bechanan, the Chayit should be bottle bereiv.
You say that by Mechatas?
Why not?
I'm asking the question.
Okay, so maybe a teretz. Right? Bechanan gives a different teretz. This is a big shiloh. The reason I'm speaking it out because it's a major shiloh. Can Bittul just remove or can Bittul create? Meaning, let me try to explain. The classic example, I have chutei tzitzis have to be spun l'shma. You make the threads of tzitzis, whoever makes those threads makes it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. I have 100 threads that were spun l'shma. And I have one thread that fell into the 100 that was not l'shma. Is it batel bereiv? Dr. Kiveger, that it's not batel bereiv. Because it has to be l'shma. Bittul can't make it something it isn't. Bittul can remove. If I have nevela that falls into kosher, it takes off the Isser nevela. It makes it neutral. Neutral is kosher. Bittul cannot create halacha. You can't make something lishma because it's bittul. It needs to have a positive. Bittul can't create positive. This is a big shilom paiskim. Can bittul create positive? Or can Bittul just remove negative? Dr. Bochanan, that's what happens here. Mechatas is not puzzle, it's a negative. It has to be positive. It has to be Mayim Chayim El Kelly. You can't create that by Bittul. If I add tap water into the Mayim Chayim, it's not going to turn into Mayim Chayim. Because you have to create Mayim Chayim. It's not. You can't create a halacha with Bittul. Bittul can remove. Bittul can't create. That's what?
Bikwa?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, what happens if my shuv goes in there?
It's hashaka. That's how halacha of hashaka. Nothing to do with rives.
You have that, you don't have a kosher mikvah yet. Less than
mamzah. If you have less than mamzah, it's possible.
No, you can't be mashed with wine.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see if something that's 100% good
mikvah.
Forget about
hashaka.
No, there's no
hashaka. There is not hashaka. I can't deny it. You know what I mean?
I'm saying there's no
hashaka. How can you say there's no hashaka when the Torah said there is
hashaka? No, meaning in this case
that
I'm saying,
it doesn't
turn it into
one. Again.
Are there any
parts that
match
such a
bittle?
Yes. I don't know who they are. I don't know.
How can I
burn your ass? I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
No, you have, forget about Hashaka, you have a pit that sends water, it's all good water, okay? It's all rainwater. And then, out of this, what is it, 47 you need?
Yes.
Not 39?
No.
Is that like Malkus? Anyhow, and then you, then, Mayim Shuvin fell in. Mayim Shuvin fell in. Is it all good now?
Yes.
Why?
Hashaka.
Hashaka means making it into a
mikvah. That's what Hashaka is. I can't help it.
self, bro.
No.
In the case of sitzes, if I take out one, will it help?
And pastas not. I'm not here, I don't know. It's a chuba shub kivei. It's a big silent paiska. Can bittul create or can bittul only remove? So Rabbi Chana uses that over here. Question is, why isn't this bittul? So Rabbi Kohn, HaKayin HaGadol Miyachav, said that it's because by Mechatas no bittul helps. It's a loss of Mechatas. I said it may be true, I don't know. But Rabbi Chana says, because you have to create Mayim Chayim. You can't create Mayim Chayim with bittul. Just speak them out, that's all. Back to the Gemara. Kartzis Shiba Amar Eina Pesel Mechatas. My Kartzis, what is Kartzis? Amar Abaye Didvasa the Beini Kibi. It's a kind of, Rashi calls it a fly, similar to a grasshopper that's between the bundles. Zog the Gemara, Masir Rav Daniel Bar of Ketina. Call Oifas Paisel by Mechatas. All Oifas Paisel by Mechatas. Chutz min hayoina, besides the dove, nature made tzetzes, because it sucks, it doesn't take it into its mouth and spit it out. The Misa, if Rav Chalavta is right, this means chutz min hayoina, the kartzis. Why doesn't it add that the kartzis also doesn't passel? Why does the Brisa just say chutz min hayoina? And for the Gemara loitzikalei, because the kartzis, it depends on its size. The gaila loipasla. A big karchis doesn't take it into a mouth and spit it out. Uktana, paisla, and uktana does take it into the mouth. So therefore the Brisa didn't want to mention karchis because it would have to get involved in the size of the karchis. Correct? What? It's a flying insect, which is like a knife, correct.
Under the oath category?
Again, the Gemara feels it should have been mentioned. Correct the Gemara bat kama. What is the size of a karchis that is considered gedolah? Zog de Gemara, you want to know the size of a karchis? Amar Rav Yirmi Tei Rav Amiyat Kazayas. Once it's a kazayas, means two kazayas down. Anything kazayas and above is a big karchis. Anything smaller than a kazayas is a small karchis. Now imagine, they would have to sit there and measure who's sheer, the kazayas is sheer, and so from Chayim Noah is sheer. It'd be a whole tumult. Right? Whether it's a Tana or a Gaila, I guess they knew what Shurim to ask. Rashi. The Rashi. Lo'ilam le'teitza v'la ein labanim. Kartis shab'amir v'ayt shmu'azu amir avichim. Your father also said the following law. The kartis ha'nimtzis v'amorim, ein ha'peselus v'mechatas v'mshasas mehem. They drank them. They shum etzetas. V'ein ha'machzeres v'mayim shab'apia l'amtzu l'tafta v'pechekli. It doesn't put any water back that it should drip into the keli. Not hasam. They spit back. Big fly, like a grasshopper. The main kibi, hanimtza bein amarim that's found between the bundles. At kzayis, mkzayis umayla, have a gdaila v'loy pasla. Anything above a kzayis, and a kzayis included, is considered big. Zok de gemara vayta.
He probably had many other halakhas from his Rebbe, right?
No, this is Rebbe Yechiel and Talmud of Chlaf's children. Two halakhas that he heard from their father. Okay. Now, you just assumed that he heard others also. I have no idea. Maybe he did, and he told it to them different times. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. I wasn't there. Rebbe Yechiel did not speak to me.
What I'm thinking is there any... Why he brought this halakha more than the...
These were the two halakhas he told them. Now, there's... You know, it's interesting, because... Elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara quotes Shloisha Dvarim Mishum Reb Amarli Dvarim that you heard from my father, from Reb Shmuel Reb Yaisi, or Reb Shmuel Reb Yaisi saying these things that he heard from his father. So Tosfos, there are many times it says this in Shas, and there are different things. So Tosfos, at different times, he said over different things from his father. So maybe, I don't know here, maybe he had other halachas from Reb Chalavta, but these are the things he heard together. So Mamele, he said this. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm just asking, was there a common denominator between these two?
That he heard this from Reb Chalavta. That's the common denominator. Let's say you meet another Minsk Rebbe's son. Right? So you tell him, oh, I had shaykhus to your father. I was very close to your father. No, he told me a few things. He told me A, he told me B. A and B have no shaykhus to each other. You're telling his kid, you should know, your father taught me two things.
Like
he taught me one thing, taught me another thing.
Thought.
He didn't teach it to you, he taught that to me. He taught it to you too, he told it to me. Anyway, doesn't make a difference. Right, so he may talk. So you tell his son, your father taught me this, I love you, taught me this. Is there a common denominator? No. But if you're talking to his son, you want to tell him what your father, his father taught you. That's the common denominator.
He taught me be nice to everyone.
Okay, that's very nice. That's why he's such a nice person. So yeah, I'm very positive these days. I only try to say nice things. Yes?
Asking about the Hebrew here. The ad comma is referring to a big one or a small one?
Well, it's saying how much.
I would think it would be a small one.
Right, that's what Rashi says.
Oh, okay, so once it gets past this kazayas, then it's a big one.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The lashon's difficult because ad means till kazayas. And Rashi turns ad kazayas means, right, ad kazayas is small and kazayas and above is big, right? Something my bike to a blood right for half a pee. Yes.
The Gemara is given in other places criteria for deciding whether or not lists of things are just a sample of or exclusive. In this matter where, you know, we discuss these two halachas, is there any clue in the language of the Gemara?
No, because the Gemara only does that by prices. If it lists, is it excluding more or not? Right? Did it say a number? Did it not say a number? It doesn't do it by a meroim, usually. That's why Tysus, as a kasha by Shloisha Dvarim, Shamalala Rishrab, and Yaisi B'Shem Aviv. Right? So there's many. It's even more severe there because it says Kishchalu Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yaisi. They sent him and said, "Emar lanu, tell us things you heard from your father." And this Gemara is in a few places, and there are different things each time. So the question is, so why did he tell us three things or tell us whatever it is? So Taisa says he might have gotten sick a number of times, and each time he told them a different set of halakos. Again, not again. This Gemara I just brought it.
Something. That doesn't really bother me because we know that Reb Yossi, especially given Rebbe's attitude towards Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi is pretty definite that anything.
But again, it just zeroing in on the fact that he said three things, mashma, not more. Is it mashma more, not more? That's what the number is. Talk to my wife, Reb Lazar Reimer. Reb Lazar said in the Mishnah, that if you have made a mesira, all these three get in our kasha. Amar Reb Yehuda, Amar Reb Av, halachik Reb Lazar begitten. That halacha is like a blaz of a gittin, that Ede Mesira make the get. And therefore, even if there's no signatures, or one signature, makes no difference. Ede Mesira create the validity of the get. Yamita Kama Dishmul, Amma Ach Mishtaris. It's true even by monetary contracts, not only by gittin. A monetary contract will have the validity of a contract, even with Ede Mesira. Does Rav hold that by Shtaris we don't go like Reb Lazar, that Reb Lazar didn't say it? Reb Lazar spoke out that Eidim Asira allow you to collect from the Chasim Shabbatim. That means it works for financial things as well. Dr. Gemara, Reb Lazar Tarti Amar. Rav is not saying Reb Lazar didn't say it by Shtaris. He agrees. Reb Lazar said it by Gittin, and Reb Lazar said it by Shtaris. Rav Sabek Kavasi Bechaza, Pavagaloi Bechaza. Rav agrees to Reb Lazar by Gittin, and disagrees with him by Shtaris. Why? Rashi will tell us. Dr. Rashi.
What's the Gova of the Chazan Shabbat not saying that in his own?
Reb Lazar said that. Reb Lazar said in the Mishnah that Al-Shanasma b'fnei Edim Chaisbam, where is it? Kasher, v'gaivim in a chasim
shabbat. Does it have the star that Rav argued with that?
Again, the Gemara understood that Rav said, Reb Lazar said it only by Gittin. And Shmuel said he said it by Shtaris also. So the Gemara says, how could Rav say he only said it by Gittin when he explicitly stated it by Shtaris? And for the Gemara, Rav did not mean to limit Rav Elazar. Rav said Rav Elazar said it in both cases. I only agree with him in one of the two. I'm paskling like him by Gittin. I'm not paskling like him by Shtaris. In the beginning, we thought Rav was defining Rav Elazar. And now we're saying Rav is paskling, not defining. Right. So the Gemara thought it meant that Rav Elazar only said it by Gittin. The Gemara proved that that's not true, and therefore the Gemara says Rav was only paskening on Gittin. What's bothering you and bothered me is why didn't the Gemara have a havamina that he was defining when it says halacha ke Rav Elazar? I don't know. The Gemara, that's not a Gemara felt. Rashi, halacha ke Rav Elazar by Gittin had a mesira karsi. Vafilu psula de rabbanon leka. Avo bloy b'shtaris. Now here Rashi says a chiddush. Why is he not paskening like Rav Elazar by shtaris? Nechsev buhen, the Yirmiyah it says, uksayv b'sefer b'chasayim. It's talking about Yirmiyah was told to sell a field. Buy a field, thank you. To buy a field. And it said he should write a contract and have it signed. Yirmiyah b'sefer ha-mikna. We're talking about the shtar of buying. So here it is. Clearly, that the pasuk said, "B'chasayim." The Rav, I don't want to pass the Rav Elazar when the Navi tells me to have it signed.
It's a tova.
Again, I know the way out. I'm just telling you why Rav didn't pass the Rav Elazar. Again, my shtaris. So when the test asks why did Rav not pass the Rav Elazar, this is the Rashi that says the answer.
You mean to tell me? I'm sorry. We're now being more vehicle by shtar. By monetary than by arayas?
We're being more machmer by monetary than by arayas. That's you meant mekel. You said mekel. You meant machmer.
Machmer.
Right.
It doesn't make. What do you mean?
I mean exactly what I said.
You're so far out of the way that this should work. Why should we be more mekel on kittens?
I'm going to say mekel.
If you can't find these 80 masir, what do you do?
But there's going to be a big problem with the ladies.
Comes up and says, oh, I never wrote
that's
this.
That's a major problem.
Okay, it's a major problem, right. And for that, for the money...
That's because the pasuk said it.
But I'm asking a question on that.
You're asking a great question.
It's not a great question.
It's not a great question, so why are you asking it? It is a great question.
I'm speaking to the Olam.
You're asking that the bottom line is that the Torah seems to be stricter by financial documents than it is by Gittin.
Exactly
it is a point. According to Rav, that is true.
The ear or a bowel is not that common. We had that.
Okay, maybe.
If you find these 80 Masira and the husband comes along and says, I never get it, she's tainted from the second husband.
We got a big problem.
Yeah, big problem. And by money, so you lose $100.
It could be $1 million. I don't know the answer to your question. I know it's a pasuk. Yes?
Just a general question. If you can't find Ada Masiri, so you send word back to the town where she came from, and there was a call at Basedin that she was divorced. So you ask anybody in the town, they all know she was divorced because the call came out. Is that enough?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know.
The call doesn't help any.
I didn't say that. I said, I don't know. I was very careful. I don't know.
Is there enough for me to be called Lifnei Nisuin, Kol Acher Nisuin?
Yeah, thank you for remembering the Gemara, yes. But it's nothing to do with that. He's talking about that's a call that she didn't get divorced, that she got divorced. She married a Kayan or whatever it was. They're here. It's talking about a call that she got divorced in order to permit her to marry Yisrael.
No, the call came. Oh, this is before.
Yeah, but, yes.
I'm in answer, if I may, to Avram's question. Is there are certain things known as conversation stoppers, and saying that something is a pasuk is a conversation stopper.
It is. Indeed. Yes and no. This is what I say. His question was, why would the Torah do that? And the answer is, I don't know. Right. But he's asking logically, Wouldn't it make sense that the Torah would be more makbid on Gittin than it would be on Staris? That's his question. It's a very valid question. He's not trying to argue, but the Pasuk says not like him, so that's the end of that.
Okay. Well, I've got a question, which is why do we clap after on the Maariv after Yom Kippur?
Because,
I never figured that one out. But in the end...
Yeah, the answer they say clearly, the way you top of Maariv told Slachlonu, you have to start clapping. I don't mean you. I'm talking about myself.
No. You're right on me as well. But there's, I mean, as to murder the Rambam, the way he actually says Navi, his thoughts are not our thoughts.
Again, I'm not going to sit and argue here, but I asked the question logically. I don't have the answer. That's all.
There is no, within the wiring of the human brain, there is no logical answer.
Fine. Okay. Zakti Gemara weiter. Zakti Gemara, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yaakov, V'hidi Amar Rabbi Shuba Levi, Halach Rablos Begitten. Rabbi Yaakov, Mavil Reich HaGet Eimboi. It's nothing. With Eidim Asira, it's not even a Reich HaGet. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Leslej or Blazer? What, is he not Patsing like Rabbi Blazer? That's the Gemara Hachikam. L'Rabbon, Mavil Reich HaGet Eimboi. Those who argue in Rabbi Blazer say Eidim Asira is zero. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yaakov, V'chein Amar Ashlokish, Halacha K'Rab Blazer Begitten. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Asul Rabbeinu Hagatayim Bay. That the Gemara Leib Rabbi Yechon Lesley Dor Blazer, Haki Kamar. The Rabbanan and Avil Rabbeinu Hagatayim Bay. Again, all they're saying is that Rabbi Meir, who doesn't hold that Eidim Asira Karsi, holds it zero. Rashi. Bokshani Masnitsin Gaivim Mechasim Shabbatim Mishtarhu. I get that Gaivim Ksuba Mechasim Shabbatim. I'm a Ksubas, we learned in Ksubas. I see a get, right? Nima Ksuba. If a woman brings a get, doesn't have a Ksuba, Gaivim Ksubasa. Tarti Yamar, Begitten of Bishtaris, he said it both by Gitten and by Shtaris. Reich Haget, Lipasa, Bekuna, Lahachmer, Bekoshken, Lahater. It's not even a Reich Haget to Pasa Kahuna, and for sure she can't get married. Zakti Gemara Viter.
What does that mean? I mean, once there weren't any Adam signed it.
Going to a mayor.
Right.
It's zero.
No,
it's zero.
Rebbe.
It's tissue paper.
Rebbe, I understand. And then. Eidei Mesira came and said...
Means nothing.
He read this whole thing.
It means nothing, according to the mayor. I'll try it again. It means nothing.
But they said we read it all...
But the Torah says v'kasav, which means chasam, according to the mayor. So you have to sign it, lishma, and there were no signatures. It's not a get.
Anything worse, is anything better than two Eidim?
Again. Two Eidim have to make the get. The only Adam that can make the get according to a mayor are the signatures. That's what the Torah said. According to a mayor, the custom of Sefer Krisis means the custom. We had that back in the Gimel of the days. 83 blood ago. What? Rubiana is an Amira. Shalach le Rabbi Bar Zavda le Mori Bar Mar. Rabbi Bar Zavda sent the following question to Mori Bar Mar. Boy minei Ravuna, can you ask Ravuna, halacha k'rablaza begitten, or yein halacha? Can you ask Ravuna, halacha l'maisa, do we paskin like Ravlaza or not? Adahachi nach navshid Ravuna. By the time the question came, Ravuna passed away. So he couldn't ask Rav Huna. Amalei Rabba Bray, so Rabba the son of Rav Huna told Mari Bar Mar, Hachi Amar Abba Mishmei the Rav, it's supposed to be, Halacha Karblaza Begitten, Rabbi Seinu Hapkiyim B'dvar Halacha, the Gemara is going to say who they are, also said, Halacha Amru, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, they said Mishum Rabbeinu, which is Rav, they also quoted Rav. Not only did my father quote Rav, but they also quoted Rav. Halacha k'rablaza begitten. Who is the Rabbi Seinu Habkiyim b'halacha? The Amar Abchama b'aguria Amar Rav. Halacha k'rablaza begitten. He is the Rabbi Seinu Habkiyim b'halacha. So Rav Breid Rav Huna is referring to Rav Chama b'aguria as Rabbi Seinu. Ike de Amri, the others say, the Chavireinu Habkiyim B'dvar Halacha, the Tamidei Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, our friends and our Talmidim said Allah Kablazim Agitin, the Amar of Chizda, Amar of Chama Bar Goya, and Rav Chizda is the friend, right? Halach HaKrablazim Agitin. V'chein ki asa Rav and Amar HaBlazer, Amar Rav, Halach HaKrablazim Agitin. Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Abkim B'dvar Halacha, Hanach the Mepharis V'azor Rav Chama Bar Goya. Shum Rabbeinu, Rav. Chavareinu is Rav Chizda. Meaning nobody's arguing about Rav Chama Bar Goya. He was not Rabbi Bar Avuna's friend. He was Rabbi Bar Avuna's Rebbe. But the question is, was Rabbi Bar Avuna quoting Rav Chama Bar Goya, or was he quoting Rav Chizdes, who told him in the name of Rav Chama Bar Goya? If he was quoting Rav Chama Bar Goya, he would have said Rabbi Seinu. If he was quoting Rav Chizda telling it to him, he would have said Chavareinu told us in the name of our Rebbeim. So therefore, that's the question of who told who what. Bottom line, Rav paskins like Rav Blazer Begitin, and Shmuel paskins like him, even by Shtaris, and Halacha L'maisa, we paskin like Shmuel. That Ein and Mesira work even by Shtaris. Yes?
I'm sorry. Digression. Rav Yonah is in the Moron.
Yes?
I thought he was the Rav Yonah, one of the
Yeah, so, again, you're asking correctly. Rabbi Yonah was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, but I don't know if he was a Tana or not. Meaning, that whole generation is like, again, like Bar Kappara is considered a Tana. Rav Chiya, the Gemara calls him, considers him an Amira, never mentions the Mishnayos, but the Gemara says about him, Tana Hu Palik. Rav is never mentioned in Mishnayos, but the Gemara says about him, Tana Hu Palik. Rav Yonah is never mentioned in Mishnayos to my knowledge, again, which is very limited. So I don't know whether he qualifies as a Tana or not. That's what I'm trying to say. Rav Shua ben Levi is mentioned in the Mishnah, and yet we consider him an Amira. So he's the only Amira mentioned in Mishnayos. I'm Rabbi Shua Malevi. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'alcha L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Eilamus. That's the last Mishnah in Uktzin, is Rabbi Shua Malevi. Which means Rebbe put him into Mishnayos. So again, you know, I'll just point out again. We always have, in transitions, a generation of non-clarity. Now, we didn't have it between the Ga'inim and the Rishainim. Because the Ga'inim There were two Ga'inim in every generation, the ones who led the yeshivas of Bavel. Once you were out of Bavel, there were no Ga'inim. So the Tkufas HaGa'inim ended when the last Ga'in was Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel. The next person was not a Ga'in, therefore he started Tkufas HaRishayim. So Rabbeinu Hananu, who learned by Rav Haigan, right, is a Rishon. His Rebbe was a Ga'an. Why was his Rebbe called a Ga'an? Because he was a Yeshiva and Yeshiva and Bavo, and the title for every Yeshiva and Yeshiva and Bavo was Ga'an. Rabbeinu Hananu left Iran, left that area, moved to northern Africa, and therefore that was the famous story, legend, true, not true, about the four captives, famous legend, that how did Tyre transfer to northern Africa? Four of the people went to collect money. Four Gedali Yisrael went to collect money for the yeshivas in Iran, and they were captured by pirates. They were ransomed off to four different kehilas who made a condition that they will only ransom them if they stay there and teach Torah. And that's how the center of Torah moved from Iran to northern Africa. Either the legend is true or the legend is not true, but it moved. And therefore they're called Rishayim. Then you have the Rishayim turning into Achrayim. And you have a whole generation of people. It's not clear where you classify them, the Rivash, the Marjdav, the Marobach, the Meribe Rav. All those people are either the first generation of Achrayim, or they're still considered Rishayim. It's very unclear as the transition takes place. So I don't know who made the decision to make that transition. I didn't. But somebody did, that they changed from Rishayim to Achrayim. I don't know. I don't know when that decision was made. But there is always a generation that there's a lack of clarity exactly where to place them, except that they were very big people, and compared to us, they were Very, very, very big. And therefore, it makes no difference, really, except how you classify them.
Why is it that we belittle people, we give a keyboard, and they call them a Gaon? Rebbe just said himself, Gaon is from the before the Rishonim. Then you call about, and they deserve to be called a great person, but you can't call this person a Gaon. Well,
everybody understands that the Gaon today is not the Gaon of the Tkufas HaGaonim. By the way, I'll tell you a secret. When they call somebody a Gaon, they also don't mean the Gra. Yes?
Just because this question that bothers me also, but if you look at secular intellectual history, you look at people who really, really changed the whole intellectual world, Einstein and Newton. Both Einstein and Newton saw them continue the generation past. Really, nobody else uses it completely. So, I mean, first themselves, they didn't see that they were making,
Yeah, I'm just saying how we look at it historically. I don't know who changed the Shainim and Tachrainim. I don't know who decided that. I don't know when it, but all we're trying to say, there's a transitory generation when that switch happens, and there's a people on the bubble, so to speak, not clear where they fall. And one of those people, again, Rabbi Yanai, I don't remember him ever being mentioned in the Mishnah, so I called him an Amira, but he was Rabbi Yanai's Rebbe. Rabbi Chia was Rav's Rebbe. Uncle.
Who would Rebbe say, and this is very important, in Cleveland?
I'll cut it out, yes.
Who knows the history of all this better
Rebbe?
Is he one person?
100 people, but that's not the point, yes.
But the
Gaon
stopped when
Gaon's
bubble stopped, right?
If the title Gaon, you're pulling me into a conversation that I really was trying to, The question, and there is a machloikas, at least according to the way I was makabel with my Rebbe, whether Gaonim and Rishayim are different. Because really, Gaon and Rishayim had more to do with physical location than anything else. I said it's a machloikas. Some people say the Gaonim is a different level. And the fact that it changed was the Rebbeinu Shlomo's way of changing it. And some people, based it on a Rambam, that say the Gaonim and Rishayim are not that far. I mean, again, who am I to talk? But it's not like there's a cutoff point. It cut off because physically, they were no longer in Iran running yeshivas.
And Rishayim,
what was the difference? Achrayim don't argue on Rishayim. Now, I don't know who decided when I said I don't know the answer. Right. We accept the Beis Yosef as an Achron. Right. That's the question is how much before the Beis Yosef? People who lived right before the Beis Yosef, the Marabach, the Marishtam, those people, what are they classify as? I have, yes.
I was going to make a suggestion. There appears to be a different style of the commentaries.
Yeah, but there's a difference in the style and commentary in Rishayim. The Ritva writes differently than Ramban. The Rashba writes differently than Ramban. The later the Rishon, the different style of writing there is. That's constant.
He's been a very limited ability to read children's books. There does seem to be more similarity than difference.
Again, I'm not capable of answering that question.
Oh, you're so
capable. Everybody, have a wonderful Shabbos. Tonight's Hashem Sunday morning, 6:30. Have a wonderful day.